Welcome to the daily VFN Radio Highlights, where we're keeping the conversation light at VFNTV.com. Enjoy.
We're talking about, my goodness, what God is doing. What God is doing and how he wants to move on the face of the earth. And we just need to prepare our hearts for him and just be ready to receive him. You know, just be ready to receive him. So many just did not receive what God's wanted to do throughout history. And you just don't want, you know, at the end of the day, you don't want to look back at the tape and be like, you know, why did I say that? Why did I do that? Why did I miss that? And, you know, it's all about him, you know, and, you know, God's called his people, his church, to be people of his presence. You know, we are to be people of his presence. There's nothing like the presence of the Lord. And it's really amazing. I don't know if you've ever, like, walked in a room, a dark room, let's say, and pitch black, and you can't see anybody. But you know there's somebody in this room. You can feel their presence. They, you know, we have a presence. You can feel it. You can't see them, but you know someone's there. Well, God's presence is so much more than that. It's not just a sensing that someone's in the room. It's an amazing feeling that overwhelms you. It's a life-giving source. And we were meant to be in his presence. You know, there are some characteristics that I feel the Lord shared with me about his presence that I found were just, you know, utterly amazing and true in my experience and true in what I see in the Word of God. But, you know, Moses said, I have to have it. You know, unless you go with me, you know, your presence has to come with me. Moses had to have it. You know, at times priests couldn't stand in it. We're talking about the presence of the Lord. In his presence, there's fullness of joy. Let me tell you, demons can't stand his presence. They have to flee it.
That's right.
There's all sorts of angelic activity in the presence of the Lord. In fact, it's the air angels breathe. The presence of the Lord is the air that angels breathe. His presence, God's presence, is inviting. It's intoxicating. It's life changing. It's a life source. It literally gives us life. You know, Moses himself went from glory to glory, and the glory of God so shone so powerfully on his face that he glowed. He glowed. Adam and Eve were in God's presence. And being in the Lord's presence, it really helps to condition our hearts to receive of God. There's a melting factor, if you will. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
When you're in the Lord's presence, there is a melting of the heart. There is a softening of the heart. And it really prepares us to receive what God wants to do in us and through us. And we talked about this on a previous program that, you know, of all of God's creation, and Genesis talks about everything the Lord, you know, Father God created, he created us humans with the ability, Pat, to interact with him and to love him, to receive his love and to love him back. And to think that man who's made of dirt and dust, that one, that God would be mindful of us, but that two, you would make us with the ability to love you back and to receive your love, and that you gave your son for us. I mean, you'll wreck your mind just thinking about this. You'll melt with the understanding of how much God truly, truly loves you. And how powerful his presence is. And in Exodus 33, verse 7 says, now Moses used to take a tent and pitch it outside of the camp some distance away, calling it the Tent of Meetings. We're familiar with some Tent of Meetings.
Yes.
Anyone inquiring of the Lord would go to the Tent of Meeting outside the camp. And whenever Moses went out to the tent, all the people rose and stood at the entrances to their tents, watching Moses until he entered the tent. As Moses went to the tent, the pillar of cloud would come down and stay at the entrance while the Lord spoke with Moses. Whenever the people saw the pillar of cloud standing at the entrance to the tent, they all stood and worshiped each at the entrance of his tent. The Lord, and this is the verse that I really want to get to. The Lord would speak to Moses face to face as a man speaks with his friend. The Lord would speak to Moses face to face as a man speaks with his friend. Then Moses would return to the camp, but his young aide Joshua, son of Nun, did not leave the tent. You know, there is a communion. There is a place with God. That is a really beautiful thing. And God didn't save us just so that we can be good Christians. God didn't save us so that we can be good citizens. God made us to commune and have fellowship with him. Mm. And that's why you hear us often talk about abiding, 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 because abiding is the opportunity to commune with God. It's you reading his word. It's you hiding his word in your heart. In the beginning was the word. The word was God and was with God, John, right? Mm-hmm. You're spending time with Jesus, and you're taking the time to write down what the Lord is saying. Mm-hmm. But also in that time of abiding, you're engaging the Lord in prayer, which is not just speaking to the Lord, right? Mm-hmm. But it's also hearing. It's taking time to listen to what God wants to say to you. Mm-hmm. You know, prayer is not a laundry list that we say, okay, God, do this, do this, do this, do this, do this. All prayer is communication, but all forms of communication involve two ways. It's us speaking and then us, you know, listening. Mm-hmm. And I think we got the speaking part down. I think we got that part down.
All right.
But God wants us to get the listening and the receiving part, and he wants us to sit in his presence. You know, three words I got in the beginning of the year, and I just felt like the Lord spoke them to me during my abiding time, and it was saturate, immerse, and soak. Saturate, immerse, and soak. And I feel like that's what God's heart is for us. He wants us to saturate and immerse and soak ourselves in him. Mm-hmm. You know, there's so many things that are vying for people's attention today. You got 24-hour news cycle, you got 10,000 programs that are available. You got the internet. You got digital devices on your hand. You got tablets. You have, you know, Sirius radio. You got all this stuff available, constantly vying for your attention. And God wants all of your attention. He wants your whole heart. He wants your eyes completely on him. He wants to be with you.
Right.
And he wants us to be just immersed in him. When I think about the word immerse, it means to plunge into a place under a liquid, to baptize, to dunk. The word saturate means to impregnate thoroughly. Some synonyms means immerse or infuse and penetrate. But the word soak means to pass a liquid through pores and to be thoroughly wet. And when I think about a sponge, you know, a dry sponge is useless. You know what I mean? Mm-hmm. A sponge is only useful when it's actually, it's designed to soak up water, every bit of it. And the more it has, the heavier and the weightier it is. And when you just barely pick up a soaked sponge, you used to wash the car and you get those big old giant sponges.
All right.
Just barely picking it up. You can't even hold the sponge without the water just oozing out of it. But let me tell you, this is what God wants. He wants us to soak him all in, soak in his word, so that when people press up against us and when we're in situations that just the presence of God can come off of us, that the word of God will flow from us, that it'll be on our heart and be on our mind. Let me tell you, we're living in days that we're going to need to be all in God. If you're not in all in already, you're going to need to soak him up. And you got to decide, do I want to dip my toe in God? Do I want to splash God on me? Or do I want to be fully immersed and soaked in God? And God's presence brings true transformation. His presence will totally change us. And you know, I had an experience. I wish I had really had more time to share it, but I had a time in my life where, you know, I thought that I just needed to read more and learn more. And, hey, if I learned and got some wisdom, and I just thought that I would just apply it, things would just change. And some of that is true, and some of that did happen. But in my own personal experience, there was a period in my life where I had about 90 days where all I did, and my schedule allowed it, and things just opened up for me where all I did was just soak and just spend time and worship God and abide. And I noticed that in his presence and all this striving and all these 10 steps and all the stuff that I'd write down and all these ladders I'd try to climb, I couldn't change myself. Trust me, I tried. You know what I'm saying? Right. I couldn't do it. I just could not do it. Memorization, you know, highlighter, you know, I can't even, real, you know, it didn't work.
Mm-hmm.
But moments in God's presence was like surgery being performed in my heart. And God was just realigning things and just changing me. And he was taking me to a place where he was just literally massaging and molding and pulling things out and healing. And it was a beautiful experience. We are meant to behold him and take him in. And it's a lot like, you know, I love pickles, but, you know, before a pickle can become a pickle, it's actual cucumber that's soaking in some brine or some vinegar, and mm-hmm. it goes through a process where it comes from a pickle, a cucumber, to become a pickle. You know, we need to soak so much in God that it begins to transform us and change us. And it's not just about soaking, because once we've done our personal and abiding time in soaking, there's a time in our life that we're supposed to stand in the presence of God and minister in the presence of God and declare his word in his presence. Listen, I don't want to be anywhere where God's presence is not honored, where he's not glorified. We want to be people of his presence, people that know God, that walked with God, that talk with him face to face like Moses. What did Jesus tell his disciples? Today, I call you my friend. Don't worry about being a title or this or that. Listen, just go after being a friend of God. Is he your friend? Do you know him? Do you wake up with him in the morning? Do you go to sleep with him with your mind? Choose today to be his friend. Love him and soak in his presence.
I don't know if you know this or not, but you can now see us on Christian Television Network, which has a potential audience reach of over 500 million viewers all around the world. It's amazing. One of our key audiences, too, as well. We want to welcome our new audience on WHBR, all the way from Destin, Florida, to Mississippi, over 500,000 households all around the world. It is amazing. Make sure, if you have not yet, you can find out the viewing times in your area. You can ask your local television station if you're not or not yet on there. Say you want VFN TV and the Daily Radio Program. You can find out more and viewing times in your area at VFNTV.com. Yes, we're 24 hours a day, 7 days a week on the radio, live Monday through Friday, 9 a.m. to 11 a.m. Central Time. But now, thanks to Christian Television Network, you can see us all around the world.
You've just been listening to the highlights from the Daily VFN Radio Program, where we're keeping the conversation light. Don't forget to share it with your friends. Find out more and listen to the Daily VFN Radio Program in its entirety at VFNTV.com or with your mobile VFN TV app on your mobile phone or device. That's VFNTV.com. Did you know that VFN TV and the Daily Radio Program is made possible by those who partner with us and our sponsors and our underwriters? If you have not yet, you've got to go to VFNTV.com and visit them. Find out who is sponsoring, who is partnering, who is standing with VFN Radio, and become a sponsor yourself. Become a partner yourself. Listen, we stand for three pillars we believe. Without these three pillars, we won't even be here as a country anymore. That's for God and country, in that order, and Israel. If you want to take a stand, if you want to do something about what's taking place, now's your time. Partner today or become a sponsor or underwriter and visit our sponsor and underwriters and tell them you are thankful that they're standing up for God and country, in that order, and Israel, as we stand with the broadcast 24 hours a day, 7 days a week, and VFN TV and the Daily Radio Program. Find out more at VFNTV.com.